Hello again, and welcome to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin Walter, the host of True Wealth. True Wealth is a weekly radio program heard on the American Christian Network in Spokane, Saturdays at 10 a.m. on 106.5 FM, and Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. on channel 630 a.m. True Wealth is sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane. Coins Plus is located at 3201 North Division Street inside of the Division Hill Clock Tower Plaza. Coins Plus can be reached at 444-0044 in Spokane. Outside of Spokane, toll free 877-827-2646 or 877-TAP-COIN. Coins Plus is a full service rare coin and precious metals broker, dealer, and depository facility, which means we're actively and fully and continuously engaged in the purchase and sale of all coins, rare coins, collectible coins. We're currently and actively and constantly involved in the purchase and sale of all precious metals, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, in the form of bars, coins, semi-numismatic coins. Coins Plus also has a full-service jewelry store, which is a sister company affiliation, Clock Tower Jewelry. Coins Plus Clock Tower Jewelry has a real strong buying interest in all scrap gold jewelry and any kind of diamonds or precious metals-based items. What makes us unique? You see the ads on the television for people to sell all their scrap gold jewelry and diamonds. Why are we different? Why we're different is we pay you far, far more than anyone else will for those types of items. We're an extremely competitive buyer of that stuff. We'll pay you more than you'll find nationally. It's absolutely foolish to get involved in mailing any of these items away to the companies that you see on the television that say they'll send you a kit. You will literally get a small fraction of the value of that jewelry or diamonds or whatever. Anytime you're involved with precious metals, you need to be wise. When you're looking to invest in the precious metals, please at least give Coins Plus a call. Give us a chance to educate you. Please don't get sucked into the hype out there. There's a lot of commission salespeople whose number one interest is to overcharge you. Coins Plus makes a commitment to you to absolutely under no circumstances treat you that way. We're sincerely concerned for your well-being, so please take our word for it. And give Coins Plus a call at 444-0044. And please go to our website and read on the homepage. We've got a breakdown of some of the stuff that's going on out there. All we can assure you is no one will give you a better deal or treat you better than Coins Plus. On the homepage of our website, we break down three practices that are taking place out there. Number one is bait and switch pricing. You need to watch for that. Read about that. Number two is failure to deliver product, and number three is numismatic overpricing. I just want to touch on number three real quick. Numismatic overpricing sometimes makes people say, oops, numismatic coins are bad. Absolutely not. Please don't misunderstand that. The numismatic or semi-numismatic coins, which includes the old U.S. $20 St. Gaudens, all the non-confiscatable U.S. coinage, the old $10 Indians, things like this, they're terrific investments with fantastic performance histories, and recently, absolutely do not avoid them. To avoid them based on hearing something from me would be like avoiding waterfront property because you heard about somebody that had a flood. Obviously not good logic. So sometimes people just they try to simplify things. I'm just telling you to be a wise consumer. We're here to make you a wise consumer and give you proper guidance. If you put your trust in Coins Plus and let us help you out, you're going to get the best deal and the best service. And that's simply what we obviously recommend. And that's what we're here for. You want to make life simple? Don't run around like a dog chasing exhaust pipes. Let us treat you the way you should be treated and give you the deal you should get. The same as we do to our friends or relatives, we'll treat you as good, better than anybody else out there. Sorry to beat the same drum, but it just hurts us when we see people getting taken advantage of out there. So once again, just give Coins Plus a call in Spokane, 444-0044. Outside of Spokane, toll-free, 877-827-COIN or 877-TAP-COIN. Now is severely the time to move all you've got into the metals. Sincerely, deeply, convictedly, I believe the big ones coming financially. This is the quiet before the storm, and it's not that quiet. Prepare yourself. Only invest in precious metals what you want to save and keep after the storm. If you've got money you don't want to keep, you don't care what happens to it, don't worry about it. Just leave it in paper, leave it in the banks. Only invest what you want to preserve. That's all we have to say. At Coins Plus, we're well-educated, well-advised investment portfolio builders. And one thing I want to touch on real quickly, silver dollars. We got another nice batch in out of Montana. Folks, these are dried up worldwide. We've got uncirculated Morgans. We've got a terrific batch. If you've got $5,000 or $10,000 to invest, come in and get some of these. There's no way to go wrong on them. They've done terrific over history. They're gone. They're out. They can't make any more. These are 100-year-old coins. I've got them all the way up to beautiful mint state quality and condition, and they're cheap. I mean, a brand new proof silver eagle from the U.S. Mint. A brand new proof silver eagle from the U.S. Mint costs almost $40, and you can buy a 100-year-old uncirculated silver Morgan dollar for $35. I mean, you do the math. It's crazy. The modern products are just too expensive, and it's there's reasons. The mint overemphasized things. The people's focus shifted, and now they're not making the products they were making, and the focus is shifting back to the old. The old coins have probably a 50% jump just sitting there waiting for this. Now's the time to put a significant amount of your money into the dollars. If you're doing investments, ask us to do a part of the portfolio in Morgan and Peace silver dollars, and we'll do it for you, and you'll be happy you did. Once again, Coins Plus can be reached in Spokane at 444-0044, outside of Spokane, 1-877-827-COIN. The bottom line is at Coins Plus, we've been doing this for we've got decades and decades of experience. We completely live this business. We don't just sell product. We're heavily involved in analysis on a daily basis. We're always looking for value. Our sincere goal and desire is for you, our investment client, to win. We never sell you something based on a profit margin. We never sell you something based on your knowledge base. We sincerely want you to win. We have tons and tons of customers. March of 08, we finished our 100,000th individual transaction with the client. And that's a lot. And we have a lot of people out there that are winning. In general, there's a lot of people that have just made two and three times their money. Now, a lot of people say, I don't care about that. I just want to preserve my capital. That's the proper attitude that we recommend. But the way you see the capital preservation, unfortunately, is through growth because of the inflation that we're faced with, which is going to get much, much worse before it even begins to get better. There's really nothing else to put your money in. It's not too late if you haven't made the move. We've done the full cycle. There's a two-year cycle. There's a lot of activity in the metals. Right now is the absolute, this window of opportunity right now through the summer is the absolute best time to put your money into the metals. There's a huge spike coming. Everything's coming together. The world powers have built this extraordinary crescendo, and it's going to be led by a tremendous upsurge in metals. I don't have time today to go into all the technical aspects of it, but I can assure you now's a great time to get in. The crazy thing is if I say now, between now and through the end of the summer, people say, well, we have until the end of the summer. No, I'm telling you, the takeoff will begin at any time. I don't know if it's going to be in a week, a month, or in maybe 5 months, okay? But it's coming hard and fast. You guys need to make the move with every bit of liquid disposable capital that you have available. If you're thinking of buying real estate right now, don't. There's a serious downturn still coming. And the next year is going to show us that. There is inflation and everything else. Again, I won't get into, but the bottom line is There's a report that came out a couple weeks ago, a great study that shows that our real estate market in America was a tremendous bubble, just like the NASDAQ stock craze. It's severely overvalued. There's property sitting everywhere. Banks can't move. They've overlended and they were overly reckless. And all indicators say and show that this was a bubble market, an overblown market, and it's still got a long ways down to go. If you're looking to get into real estate, be patient. Your buying opportunity is going to come, but I would say that it will come. You'll know when the economy literally collapses, folks, and I believe, and we believe, that this is around the corner. This isn't a doom and gloom prophecy. This is an imminent fact based on analytical statistics. I've mentioned before, I have an extremely strong background, a collegiate education, a bachelor of science degree in mathematics and statistics, a ton of economic studies training, banking, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to brag. I know that recently there's been an ad on the radio that kind of covers this, and it sounds a little braggadocious, and I didn't design the ad, and I definitely want you to come to Coins Plus because of who we are, not because of my credentials. That really doesn't, it tells you my knowledge base, but it doesn't tell you the level of integrity that we shoot for at Coins Plus. Coins Plus is fully Christian owned and operated. We operate by the highest levels of integrity, the highest standards, the biblical standards we can put out there. We're human, but at the same time, we want to be the best at what we do. We want to be the absolute best source. And I can assure you, if my mom or dad or my cousin or my sister was going to invest money, and I knew what I know about the industry, I would want them to come to Coins Plus. I would feel that they would by far get the best pricing and the best treatment in Coins Plus. I know from my experience in this business that if you go other places, you're going to get the biggest pitch you've ever gotten, and you are going to get the biggest ripoff you've ever gotten. There's some horrible things going on out there with a lot of these commission-based businesses. Don't be fooled if you see them on Fox News or whatever. That's just big, big corporate advertising. We could go to that same level. We don't have that desire. We're satisfied with what God has given us in our area. We do many, many, many tens of millions of dollars a year in sales, and we have tough enough time keeping up with what we got. So don't be blown away by the perception of size. Call Coins Plus today at 444-0044 in Spokane. If you're outside Spokane, toll free 1-877-TAP-COIN or 1-877-827-COIN. We can also be reached through our website at coinsplus.com, where we post our previously recorded radio shows. Coins Plus is located in the finest state-of-the-art architectural facility for this industry nationwide, right here in Spokane. It's an absolutely beautiful building built from the ground up with incredible levels of security in mind, the highest rated safe depository system around, far better than the banks. Banks are class 1 rated. We're at the minimum class 2 rated. We used all class 2 vaults and equipment, but then we wrapped that with an additional 1-inch thick of T1 tool resistant plate steel that we got out of an old 1800s bank building out of Seattle. We've got corridors wrapped in inch and a half thick Kevlar. We've got motion sensors, heat detectors, seismic detectors, and 24/7 video surveillance. And we've just built this thing with incredible security in mind. Everything about Coins Plus is designed to be the best. That's our goal and that's our desire. The more we talk to people, the more confusion seems to exist out there. So this week, I'm just going to try to talk a little bit about money and gold. Here's a quote from John Maynard Keynes, the architect of the economic system that we currently operate under, Keynesian economics, which is where the Federal Reserve System concept came from and everything. Quote, Lenin is said to have declared that the best way to destroy the capitalist system was to debauch or destroy the currency. By a continuing process of inflation, government can confiscate secretly and unobserved an important part of the wealth of their citizens. By this method, they not only confiscate, but they confiscate arbitrarily, and while the process impoverishes many, it actually enriches some. As the inflation proceeds and the real value of the currency fluctuates wildly from month to month, all permanent relations between debtors and creditors, which form the ultimate foundation of capitalism, become so utterly disordered as to be almost meaningless, and the process of wealth getting degenerates into a gamble and a lottery. John Maynard Keynes. By the way, with the collapse coming, folks, if you've got debt, before I pay off debt, if I were in your shoes, unless it's a high rate of interest, put the extra money, if you have disposable money, put it in metals and sit there for the next 1, 2, or 3 years or 6 months or whatever. But I'd say until this thing falls out, don't pay off low interest rate debt. With the world economic crisis in full tilt, the U.S. dollar has been strategically and very purposefully pushed to the edge of the abyss, and the clock is ticking while world elitists prepare the final scenes to collapse the dollar and merge to one world government. We're told that China is the world's number one enemy, but Chinese ministers have recently accused the USA of squandering the world's wealth and have expressed immense distaste towards the U.S. government's daily fiscal decisions. Do we hear our European allies expressing the same level of dismay? The destruction we have caused is fully irrefutable and undeniable, but the world elitists are enthusiastic for this crisis to play out while they all increase their level of power, control, financial status, and well-being. The IMF, which is the banker's bank for the central banks of the world, has recommended using their what they call SDR currency as a replacement of the world's reserve currency, which is just an extension of the same problem. The SDR is probably what they're going to try to propose for our one world currency. It's nothing more than another layer of masking of all the world's fiat currencies. It blends them all together and will make it even harder to tell which country's currency is debasing faster. Russia and China recently made firm demands for gold to be added to the basket as well. This should come as no surprise to anyone who studied the history of money. The world's financial leaders have mocked these requests, claiming that they're ridiculous and alarmist. People like Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke and Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner claim that gold is a thing of the past and that we've evolved beyond a need for gold and silver with our current system of electronic and paper money. To a degree, they're correct. We've moved beyond God's monetary standard, and we have evolved about as much as man has evolved in the history of the world, which is none. To evolve implies to improve. Man has devolved. We've become sicker and more broken as time progresses. The same is the case for our monetary system. We've destroyed it for good. We've passed some very significant markers along the way that have made any type of correction in the next decade or more virtually impossible. No matter what the media propaganda machine or the world bankers and financial barons of Wall Street tell us, we cannot lose sight of the fact that gold and silver have served as money for over 5,000 years of world history. Because we've been intentionally deceived, misled, and re-educated over the last 70 years in this country, precious metals require and deserve some explaining, since gold and silver have become one of the most misunderstood topics in our present day. A follow-up quote from John Maynard Keynes says, "Lenin was certainly right. There is no subtler, no surer means of overturning the existing basis of society than to debauch the currency. The process engages all the hidden forces of economic law on the side of destruction, and does it in a manner which not one man in a million is able to diagnose." John Maynard Keynes. To understand gold, it's first important to understand money. More importantly, we want to understand what characteristics we desire in money. Many things have served as money throughout history. Gold and silver have always served as a form of money in civilized nations that have engaged in commerce. For convenience and due to a lack of knowledge or resources, other civilizations throughout history have also used such things as compacted bricks of tea, tobacco leaves, seashells, the teeth, skins, or bones of exotic animals, and precious stones, and even carved sticks have also been used. But these currencies failed or couldn't function well as money. Money is the common denominator of all economic activity and ultimately affects everyone's daily life. Money should be one of the most understood items of our modern existence, but it's usually and purposefully one of the worst understood, as so many people seem to take it for granted. True wealth or money should be a commodity in its own right. In fact, money should be and will eventually and ultimately become the most widely accepted and sought after commodity. This is what makes it a desired and agreed upon medium of exchange. A commodity is an item or resource of demand that is identical no matter who produces, creates, or extracts it. The ultimate commodity to be used as money is non-perishable, unlike so many agricultural commodities that eventually decompose over time. It must be compact and transportable and have a price that is based on open and free market trade. The ultimate commodity should be an element. An element cannot be broken down any further by chemical means. An element is in its lowest state of atomic or molecular existence. The precious metals, gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, are very compact storehouses of wealth. They are elements. They will not rot or lose their molecular state, and they're desired by man. In addition, precious metals are anonymous, transportable, and completely liquid anywhere and at any time worldwide. No asset, item, element, or currency has remained more liquid throughout all of written human history than precious metals. A quote from Alan Greenspan: in the absence of the gold standard, there is no way to protect savings from confiscation through inflation. There is no safe store of value. Alan Greenspan was the Federal Reserve Chairman for 25 years in this country. He said the only way to prevent having your money confiscated and destroyed is to own gold. Folks, listen clearly. Money needs to be a centralized, universal storehouse of wealth that does not change in availability or value. A quick example, from 1913, the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 until now, the dollar now has only 1 cent worth of its original purchasing power. In other words, a bottle of Coke that cost 1 cent in 1913 now costs a buck. But to put it in a better perspective, a piece of commercial real estate that would have cost $10,000 in 1913 will now cost you over $1 million, which is completely unfathomable. This would have never been the case had we remained on the gold and silver standard. In fact, between the U.S. Coinage Act of 1792 and the adoption of the Federal Reserve Act in 1913, the U.S. dollar quadrupled in strength. For example, an item that would have cost $400 in 1792 would have only cost $100 in 1913. Now that item that costs $100 in 1913 costs $10,000. Our money is rotting. There are numerous other reasons scientifically why gold and silver should serve as money, but the best reason that gold serves as money universally and eternally is the fact that the God of the Bible calls gold and silver money, and he says that they're good. He endorses it, it's lasted, and that's it. If you think about this, if a certain product were endorsed by a special group that included the top athlete from every sport worldwide, the best actors in the world, every respected world leader, and even by your mom, wouldn't you run out and buy that product? Well, gold and silver are endorsed by the God of the Bible as the only storehouses of wealth that will last until the last days of judgment, when the Bible tells us that everyone will be casting their gold and silver in the street because their appointment with God is quickly drawing near, which clearly shows us it continues until the earthly clock runs out. But then God shows us that gold is a significant part of the architecture of heaven. God has done everything he can throughout his word to show us and tell us what monetarily matters on this earth. He could not make it more clear, but some of us are still waiting, wondering, thinking, and pondering if we should do something yet. We're too stubborn and sophisticated, and we have financial advisors who are too sophisticated, even though they know nothing of what the Bible really says about money and finances, because they've been trained by the world. Stockbrokers are trained in the most corrupt facet of the most corrupt form of monetary fraud and deception in the history of the world, and we consider them our superiors. Does this make sense? The system's wrong and it's broken, folks. There are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Christ called us sheep heading to the slaughter. He didn't say we had no choice whether or not to go. He told us we're willingly ignorant. We have a choice, but we're stubborn and stuck in our ways. We keep looking back at the ridiculous years of the casino stock market boom, which was led by the dot-com craze, and hoping these types of unreasonable, unbiblical gains and payouts will return. If we're honest with ourselves and we use common sense, we would quickly understand how unreasonable those times were, and we would consider ourselves fortunate to have seen days like that, but these types of markets never sustain themselves. Just as our real estate bubble will not sustain itself, we need to let go of the past and the corrupt and broken financial system that is tearing this country apart, and we need to move back to God's economy while we still have something to preserve, because the next event heading our way will be rapid runaway inflation that will consume, devour, and destroy the spending power of our dollars. We can't look forward. We just keep looking back. How long will we continue to look back and put our hope in a system that is as wrong and broken as any system this world has ever seen? When we put our wealth where God says there's long-term stability, we have nothing to lose and everything to gain. If inflation rises, our wealth will rise as well. If the dollar strengthens, our spending power is maintained. Nothing to lose and everything to gain with the endorsement and authorization of God is the kind of odds I like. Do we really think we can outsmart God? Do we really think His Word is antiquated and obsolete? If we say we believe in Him and His Word, and if we understand that everything He has said proves correct and true, then why would we want anything other than what He created as true wealth? Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived. He owned every bit of gold that was physically available on earth at the time. He used more gold in the original temple than has been assembled in one place before or since. If it's good enough for God and the wisest man to have walked on the earth, wouldn't it be fairly sensible to move all in now? Why wait? To gamble and risk everything we have left? When we gamble, we look at the unreasonable hope of unrighteous wealth. When we obey God's word, we put our faith in a true thing. Nothing to lose and everything to gain are the kind of odds God gives us if we listen to Him and obey His guidance. Remember, understand, and believe that the truth is always very simple and easy to understand. It may come at a very great cost, just as our salvation is as simple a message as could possibly be. In fact, it's so simple that it's intangible. It only requires that we put our faith in Jesus Christ, but yielding our will to God's will is the hardest and most expensive thing that we can do as human beings. Quite the paradigm we're faced with. The biblical financial truths are just as simple, but they mean that we give up our love for money and our hope to hit the big one and get rich. We stop looking for something for nothing or a penny stock that will go to $1 million, and we begin to save and preserve our money one brick at a time. The Bible tells us not to build our house on sand, for when the storm comes, our house will be destroyed. Folks, the storms are coming, and the financial system of this world will disintegrate. Buying precious metals is not investing. It is converting a broken promise from a private bank that has no concern for your financial interests into God's true money that has lasted through every storm from the beginning of written human history. What more could you want? It's simple. If you want to look back and ponder what you would have had today if you made that move 1, 3, or even 5 years ago. You would have had, at the very least, preserved your capital or doubled or even tripled your nest egg in the last 5 years. Stop procrastinating and make the move now. We agree the majority of capital preservation specialists who recommend putting all of your liquid capital into precious metals-based investments to weather the storms over the next 1 to 3 years. Give Coins Plus a call at 444-0044 in Spokane, outside of Spokane, toll-free, 877-TAP-COINS, and make that move now. Stop procrastinating. You've got everything to gain and nothing to lose. Thanks again for tuning in. Take care, God bless, and have a fantastic week.